Hi guys! Welcome back! It's literally been one day since I posted my first episode, and of course I'm already here doing another because I really enjoy it. Like, I like hearing myself talk, honestly, I'm not even gonna lie. So, yeah, I'm back. And yesterday I posted, like, a picture of, like, the cover and, like, I put the link in my bio on my Finsta. And I've gotten some good feedback. I also posted it on TikTok, but nobody really saw it on TikTok. I got like 4 views. But on my Finsta, some of my friends really like hyped me up. And I was not expecting that. Because I went back and listened to the first one, and I was like, I hate this. Like, what am I even talking about? Like, I feel like I'm not a smooth talker, and I kind of like went off topic a lot on the last one. But honestly, that's just what I do every single time I post something. Like, I don't know why I hate myself so much. Like, I literally will post something that I actually like, and then 5 minutes later, I'll go and look at it, and I'll be like, I sound so fucking dumb. I'll be like, I hate it. And then I delete it. Like, what? Why do I do that? Anyway. But yeah, I got some good feedback, which honestly made me feel better about it. So yeah, now I'm doing another one. Everyone hyping me up made me want to do another. So I'm back. And today I want to talk about Harry Potter. If anybody has been on TikTok recently, you know that Harry Potter is taking over. Specifically, Draco Malfoy is taking over TikTok. And I love that. Because I've always been a Harry Potter stan. Like, I have always loved Harry Potter since I can remember. But I am kind of a fake stan, I'm not even gonna lie. Because I have not read the books. Which real Harry Potter fans, like, really get pissed about. If you're like, I haven't read the books, they literally will go off on you. And they're like, you're not a real fan if you haven't read the books. Sorry. I'm like, okay. What about it? Like, I simply don't want to sit through those big ass books. Like, I tried to read it in sixth grade. I tried to read the first book, and I got through one chapter, and I was like, I'm over this. But that's how I am with any big book. Like, I just don't have the patience for that. And yeah, the only reason that I read it was to get, like, AR points. Also, let me talk about that for a second. Nobody knows what AR is. Is that just like a Mississippi thing? Accelerated reading? That's like what we did in school, and you had to read a book and then go online and take a test on it. And every test, if you got a good grade, you get points. And when you got enough points, you could go to the AR party. Which I thought was like a nationwide thing, but I was telling my friends about it when I was in Chicago, and they were all like, I have no clue what you're talking about. And I was shocked. Like, I was visibly, like, shook by that. So, yeah. But that's why I tried to read the Harry Potter books, is because it was big, and the big books got you more points. But, of course, I couldn't get through it. I was so fucking bad at AR, because I just could not have cared less. Like, I didn't care about the AR party. I didn't want to read the books. I barely took any tests. So, yeah. I was kind of lazy with that. But anyway, back to Harry Potter TikTok. I've been loving the TikToks. Obviously, I haven't read the books, but I have seen the movies, and I think that I know enough about Harry Potter to thoroughly enjoy all the TikToks that I'm seeing. And I've liked so many of them that basically my entire For You page is just like Harry Potter point of views. It's like girls who like take videos of themselves and edit it to where it looks like it's in the movie. And then they do, like, a Draco Malfoy, like, gif or gif, and it'll, like, look the same, and it looks like they're talking to him. And I love it. I live for that shit. But honestly, I would love to become a point of view TikToker. Like, I really enjoy acting, and I think I could kind of pop off on that. But again, anytime I take a video of myself, like, doing a point of view, I'm like, I literally hate it, and I delete it instantly. So we'll see if I could try and do that again later in life when I'm a little bit more confident. But anyway, Another thing I want to talk about is shifting. That's something that's being talked about a lot on TikTok as well. It's called shifting, and it's basically like you can like shift your realities if you like think about it and believe that you're doing it. Let me look up the definition real quick. But I've been seeing everyone has been like, I'm shifting to Hogwarts. Or like, I just got back from a shift to Hogwarts and it was 2 years long. I'm like, what? I don't get how it works. And at this point, I don't even know if people are playing a prank on us, because you can't prove that it actually happened. So I'm like, are people just lying at this point? Okay, reality shifting in a nutshell. You go to bed and wake up in a different reality. Whether that's one where your hair is shorter and curlier or longer and straighter, it can also be a completely different reality where your deceased mother is safe and sound. Yeah, so you can like make up your own reality. That's unreal to me. I've tried to do it. Literally, I've tried to do it for a week straight. Like, when I'm going to bed, I lay down, I listen to subliminals, which is apparently what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, like, look up subliminals on YouTube, and it's just, like, kind of like yoga music, kind of. And I put on my AirPods, and I'm laying there in the dark, like, thinking about how I want to go to Hogwarts. Like, I'm literally sitting there, and I'm, like, saying in my mind, I'm like, I deserve to shift tonight. I deserve to go to Hogwarts. When I get into my reality, I'm gonna be woken up on the train to Hogwarts by Harry Potter. I'm gonna be woken up by Harry, and I'm gonna be surrounded by Harry and Ron and Hermione. And like, I feel so fucking stupid doing it because it never works. And I like, everybody's like, you have to believe that it will work or it won't work. But I believe that it will work, and it still doesn't do anything. Like, I eventually just fall asleep. So, like, what? I honestly am convinced that people are lying about it. I don't think it's real. I want proof that it's real. Because it's simply not working for me. But it is funny to see everybody talking about it. And to, like, be laying in my bed, like, imagining myself in Hogwarts. Like, I'm a whole 19 years old, and I'm talking about going on the train to Hogwarts. But honestly, I do. I want to get my back blown out by Cedric. Is that too much to ask for? That's all I want. That's the main reason that I even tried to do it in the first place, so. But anyway, yeah, that's what I've been seeing everywhere. That's what I've been up to. Like I said in my last podcast, I simply have nothing to do. So I'm basically doing whatever I can at this point. So if I see a person make something on TikTok, I make it. If I see someone shifting, then I'm gonna try to shift. That's just the way that it's been going for me. Okay, I just had to go take a quick break. But I'm back. What was I even talking about? Oh, TikTok, of course. I'm genuinely obsessed with TikTok. I'm not even gonna lie, and I don't think it's okay. Last week I talked about my mental breakdown, and during like the worst part of my breakdown, when I was like having panic attacks every day, I deleted all of my social media because just like seeing anything would give me so much anxiety that I would just have a panic attack. Like, what? How does that just happen? But I deleted TikTok for a while, and I realized that it's kind of toxic. Like, TikTok is very toxic, and I've seen some videos of people talking about it and how toxic it is, but I've always been like, whatever, like, it's fine, because I was obsessed with it, and I still am. I still am kind of obsessed with it. But now I really can see, now that I took a break from it, I can really see how it's toxic. One specific thing that is very bad about TikTok is it's like really going back to like eating disorder Tumblr times, when it would be like, I dream about having a thigh gap. Like, that's literally the type of things that people post on TikTok. And it'll be these like really skinny girls who like very obviously are sick. And people will be like, yes, you look so good, like, I wish I looked like that. Or they're like, I'm gonna go starve myself now. Like, what? How could people just say that? I don't get it. I thought, like, curves were back. I thought, like, being thick was a good thing now. And now everyone, like, wants to be, like, model thin. Which, like, I'm not enjoying that because I am not model thin in any way. I'm, like, a size 12. So I really don't want to go back to that horrible time when people were glorifying eating disorders. I don't want to go back to that. But yeah, I see some really bad stuff on TikTok. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but recently there's been like the hourglass challenge where people will like play that audio that's like, she's got a body like an hourglass. And while that audio is playing, they'll like pull back their shirt, their t-shirt, to like show the shape of their body. And everybody hypes it up and they're all like, this trend is so, like, I love this trend. Like, I had to do this trend. But that trend is toxic. And everybody is, like, defending it. And I don't get how people are defending that. Because it's, like, really skinny girls who do it. And then everybody in the comments says the same things they always do. They're like, I wish my body looked like that. Which is the definition of, like, toxic and basically body shaming. And everybody in the comments is defending it. And they're like, I don't see the problem with this. People should be able to show off their bodies and be confident. And yeah, that's true. You should be able to do that, of course. But you can do it in different ways that doesn't bring down other people's bodies. And also people are like, it's not bringing down other people's bodies. It's just showing theirs. But if you go through all those videos, it's like the exact same body type. Like, and people are gonna defend that. Like, it definitely is, like, low-key body shaming. Because I don't see any big girls doing that trend. And if they do, then they are, like, the perfect, like, hourglass shape. Like, what the hell is that? Like, just, like, post a video of you, like, feeling yourself. Like, show off your fit or something. And then that's, like, a video of you being confident and, like, showing off your body. But you don't have to do, like, that. You don't have to do all that. Anyway, maybe that's just a me thing, because it seems like everybody else doesn't see a problem with it, but I feel like that's just not okay. And people, like, really critique girls. Like, if you go on Charli D'Amelio's videos, it's either, like, really scary, like, pedophiles who are like, you look so hot, or it's, like, just random people who are judging her body, and she's literally 16 years old, and you're gonna sit there and judge her body? Like, what? And she's also so skinny. Like, she has the ideal body type, and people still find ways to just judge her and be awful to her. I don't get it. I really don't get that, because she's so cute. She seems like such a sweet person, and I know everybody says that. Everybody's like, I love Charli, she seems so sweet, and none of us actually really know her, but she seems very genuine, and I would honestly like to be her friend. So, I guess this whole thing is just gonna be about TikTok now. That wasn't, like, my intention, but now that I'm talking about it, I could honestly talk about this for, like, an hour. I really could. I'm not going to, but I could. But not all of TikTok is bad. There's just certain aspects that you need to, like, disconnect yourself from, kind of. Like, there's certain things I'll see and I'll be like, just ignore that, like, pretend you didn't see that, because that was, like, very toxic what I just saw. But there's also a lot of good things on TikTok. For example, For Freak Show, do y'all know who that is? Claire, Haley, Chase, and Hamza, they are so funny. I'm obsessed with them. They're basically, if you don't know who they are, they're these TikTokers, and they range, like, Claire is, like, 15, and then I don't know how old the other ones are, they're older, but they're all so funny, and they all, like, go on Zoom together, and they'll do, like, Twitch, like, live streams of their Zooms, and they're all, like, playing characters, and they, like, create their own storyline, like, based off of the characters that they play, and their characters are so funny. Like, the laugh, the, like, I do that all the time now. I literally take on people's personalities, especially because I've been having an identity crisis. I kind of have forgotten what my personality is a little bit, so it's very easy for me to just take on other people's personalities. And I have definitely taken on theirs. I make those jokes all the time. I always do the pointed finger thing that they do. They'll like say something and just like point their finger. And it is so funny. You have to look them up because the way I'm explaining it just is not showing how good it is. It's not showing the beauty of these people. They are so funny. Anyway, look them up because you will be obsessed. And everyone I know who has seen them on their For You page is obsessed and always says their jokes like in daily conversation. So yeah, look them up for sure. Another thing that I really love on TikTok is Witch Talk. I'm also on Witch Talk. I'm on Freak Show TikTok, I'm on Harry Potter TikTok, and I'm on Witch Talk, which is not the same thing as Harry Potter TikTok. It's a completely different thing. But it's these people who like are witches and they'll do like spells and they'll make like little like potion jars and they'll be like, "This is my potion jar of a love spell." And they'll, like, put roses and shit in this little jar. And then they'll, like, melt candle wax on the top of it. And I really want to do that so badly. I want to be a witch. I want to make a spell. I want to do a jar. Because that sounds so fun. And I want to know if it really works. Because I hear people, like, all the witches are talking about the spells they put on people. Or, like, they put on themselves. And they're, like, it really works, like, you need to try this. So I really do want to try it, because I think that would be so fun. And everybody talks about, like, their covens. They're like, "Tonight I'm getting together with my coven." Like, I want a coven. That would be so fun. Especially because I live near New Orleans. Literally, I could live out my American Horror Story dreams. Have a coven in New Orleans. That would be everything and more. So yeah, I want to do that. I think that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about with TikTok. But yeah, I mean, get a TikTok. There's some really good stuff on there. Or don't. Or honestly, maybe don't, because it is toxic at the same time. And it's addicting. But honestly, just do what you want. If you get it, you will see some funny stuff. So yeah, anyway. I have really been rambling today. I'm gonna try my best when I watch this back later not to critique every single thing that I've said. That's gonna be my goal for tonight, is to not critique myself. Because I guess everyone is their worst critic or whatever, but I feel like I'm especially hard on myself. Like, I literally hate myself. Why? Why? Because people will hype me up and they'll be like, "That was so funny." And I'll be like, "It wasn't. It wasn't funny." And they're like, "Okay. Like, what?" Anyway, I'm gonna stop myself. We're currently at like 18 minutes, so this is a little bit longer than the last one. But yeah, I'm gonna wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you learned some things, some valuable information about TikTok. I hope that you will end up on Harry Potter TikTok, because that's probably the best thing that's happened to me in a while. It brings me a lot of serotonin, and I love seeing Cedric Diggory's face every single day on my For You page. So yeah, y'all have a good one. Come back for the next episode, or don't. Whatever. Do what you want. Okay, bye.